Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters. On this first Sunday within the octave, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. Very appropriate. Our Lord chose to come into the world through a family. That was his intention, his design. He could have done it any other way, but he chose to be born of the Virgin, married to the chaste Saint Joseph. It's not surprising, however, that he would choose to come into the world in this manner, since the family is at the heart of everything, both in society and in the church. All of human existence is based upon what we could call the family design. And the reason for that is because God, in his Trinitarian mystery, is a family. When the Holy Trinity said in the book of Genesis, "Let us make man in our image, male and female, let us make them," they created us in this natural way to image them. And Adam and Eve, not as individuals, possess the image and likeness of God. There's some reflection of that as individuals, but that's not how it actually works. But together with the command that they received from the Lord, "Be fruitful and multiply," that's what is the image and likeness of God. All of human society is based upon this image. All cultures designed by God in this way. And the church herself is the family of God. Christ the head, the church is the bride, we are the children, all composed of one body, a perfect unity. All families are supposed to be like the church in that regard, a perfect unity. Even though they're different people, distinct individuals, they are supposed to be one in mind and in heart. And so whenever the devil wants to attack the church or attack society, it's obvious that he attacks the family. Because once he can break up the family, then everything else is easy. And there's many ways he attacks the family. In our day and age, it's pretty obvious. He attacks it based on sexuality. But it didn't begin that way. It's the same old tactics, just breaking the sins of the sixth and the ninth commandment. Sins of fornication, sins of adultery and lust. But ultimately, over time, that gets twisted and becomes worse. But even in a family that is trying to work together and stay together, he's always working to tear them apart. If they're not united, then he's winning. And that's the great struggle for each of us, we know in our own families. Oftentimes, externally, we may have the veneer of unity. But you get us alone at home long enough, especially under lockdown, and the truth comes out. Now, St. Paul, in my opinion, in our second reading today, gives us the best summary of how to follow Christ in the entire Bible. Now, you need to know the rest of the scriptures to really unpack it, but it's the best summary that exists in the entire Bible. St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 21. And one of the important things he focuses on in the middle of this reflection is the need for peace. Obviously, we want peace in our families, but we don't have it. So what does he say? He says, "Let the peace of Christ control your hearts." Let the peace of Christ control your hearts. Not abide in, but control. The peace into which you were called in one body. The reason we fail to love, the reason we fail in unity is because we're not allowing this peace of Christ to control us. The saints teach us that the peace given to us by Christ in the Holy Spirit, when we're in the state of grace, is meant to control, to govern all that we do. We are to be guided by that peace. In fact, it's supposed to be the main sign by which we know the will of God. You see, the devil can't give peace into your heart. He can give you external peace, meaning let things go well with you, but he can't put true peace in your heart, especially not when you're suffering. So in any moment in your married or family life in which you notice you don't have peace, one of the basic rules is you have to stop what you're doing and go and find it. So if you're in a conversation with your spouse, with your parents, with your children, and you lose the peace of Christ, which is supposed to be controlling your hearts, you lost it. Either because you committed a mortal sin and you lost the grace of the Holy Spirit, or even if that were not the case, you may be in the state of grace, but because you thought something that was unchristian in that moment, or at least a short while before. It's very easy to dismiss the peace of Christ from our hearts and not realize it, just because we had some thought, some idea, some belief that was contrary to the Lord. And so we were going throughout our day and we kind of dismissed the peace and didn't even realize we had done it. And then something comes up, that some type of suffering or cross or challenge, and how do we react? With fear, with anxiety, with resentment. And we suddenly realize in that moment, I'm not at peace. Naturally, we blame the person that is causing our suffering in that moment, or at least we perceive as causing our suffering. But we're actually incorrect. It's not their fault. No one can take away the peace of Christ from your heart. Only you can do that. So you can't blame anyone else. That's why you have to stop and go back and meditate and figure out where you left it. What was I thinking? What was I doing that led me to lose the peace that the Lord had placed within me? Without this peace of Christ in our hearts, we can't do what St. Paul says. We can't be compassionate, kind, humble, gentle, and patient. We can't bear with one another's weaknesses, and we can't forgive one another's sins. It's just not possible. Christ is the only one who can restore that peace in us, and we are the only individuals who can dismiss it from our hearts. It's always on us when we are not at peace. Always. Now, in our homes, St. Paul also gives us a very beautiful summary of his longer teaching in Ephesians 5 on how the family is supposed to be structured. Because in order to have the peace of Christ, we have to be living as Christ designed us to live, as the Holy Family themselves lived. And they being the perfect family, there was always peace in their home, always. Never a moment without peace. You can imagine it was probably a fairly quiet home, too. But peace reigned in their hearts and in their homes because they followed the model of family life as designed by God, not as the secular world wants us to believe. And St. Paul's beautiful summary needs to be meditated upon and taken to heart. And this is one of those things you should keep in your home on a very large plaque so everybody can read. If you forget your place in your home and what Christ is asking of you, read this. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness toward them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this is pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, so they may not become discouraged. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.